Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this week we celebrate the birthday of the Church, because on Pentecost, God the Holy Ghost descended upon Mary and the Apostles, and that was the start of the missionary work of the Holy Mother Church. And today is Pentecost Monday, and even though we do have school today, this used to be, until about 100 years ago, a holy day of obligation to all Catholics. And even today, this Pentecost Monday is a public holiday in many countries. Today's Mass teaches us that we can only go to heaven by staying faithful to Jesus, right until the end of our lives. Our lives as followers of Jesus, it starts at baptism. Today we read from the Acts of the Apostles how Saint Peter ordered his assistants to baptize the household of a pagan family. It was only through baptism that this family received any grace from their good works and became members of the Catholic Church, the very own Church of Jesus. Children, even though God often calls one suddenly, it is only through baptism how you enter into His kingdom. Do you remember Saint Paul, the great apostle of the nations? Before Saint Paul converted, he was an evil man named Saul, who persecuted the Church. But by the appearance of Jesus, evil Saul was converted. God could have made him a Christian right there and then, but he did not do so. Instead, God sent to Saint Paul a priest named Ananias to teach him and baptize him. In today's epistle, which is from the Acts of the Apostles, our Lord acted in a similar way. This pagan family was not taught directly by our Lord, nor by an angel, but God sent Saint Peter to teach them. Each one of the members of the family had to be baptized and received into God's kingdom, that is, to His Church, by its priests. Therefore, children, keep always in your mind that you every time show respect to God's Church and to its priests. He who despises or neglects the means of grace which are entrusted to the Catholic Church, he cannot receive grace either. You children, you need baptism and confirmation in order to stay in the kingdom of God, because there are lots of dangerous temptations waiting for you when you grow up. And when you die, you can take nothing from this world with you, and what you will choose in this world will be either to stay with Jesus and His Church or with the devil and the world. There is a story which tells about a large group of people gathered. On one side of the group stood a man, Jesus. On the other side stood another, that is, the devil, Satan. Separating them was a fence running through the group. The scene being set, both Jesus and Satan began calling to people to their group. One by one, each having made up his or her own mind, went to either Jesus or to Satan. This kept going on for a time, and soon enough Jesus had gathered around him a group of people from the crowd, as had Satan collected his own group. But one man joined neither group. He climbed the fence that was there and sat on it. Jesus and his people left and disappeared, and so too did Satan and his people. The man on the fence sat alone. As this man sat, Satan came back, looking for something which he appeared to have lost. The man said, "Have you lost something?" Satan looked straight at him and replied, "No, there you are. Come with me." The man said, "But I sat on the fence. I chose neither you nor him." And Satan said, "That's okay. I own the fence." So children, in your life, you cannot stay neutral. You need to make a choice. It's either God or the devil. God will reward you in heaven, but the devil will reward you only on this earth. It is only in staying faithful to our Lord Jesus how you can go to heaven. If you cling to anything which is in this world, you will lose it, and you lose heaven also. Our Lord warns you today in the Gospel, "He that doth not believe is already judged. Men loved darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil." You children who are baptized into God's church, you need to always know that you are followers of Jesus. And if you stay with him and his church, you will also depart with him and all his people to heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,